And Brian Schrader with this update from WRAL News. The forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Today we will see mostly cloudy skies with some light rain and high temperatures in the low 70s. It was the sixth longest game in NHL history, but unfortunately the Hurricanes fell to the Florida Panthers early this morning. Game one of the Eastern Conference Final at PNC Arena ended with the Panthers up 3-2. That game ended just before 2 a.m., nearly 6 hours of play. Of course, they go at it again tomorrow night for game two. Our coverage on WRAL begins at 7:30 tomorrow night. Puck drop is once again at 8 o'clock on TNT. Homicides in Durham up more than 27% in the first 3 months of the year. That doesn't include two people who were killed in less than 24 hours yesterday. That's the news we got from Police Chief Patrice Andrews, who talked with Durham City Council yesterday. She said that investigators have cleared almost 80% of homicides in that three-month period. The state Senate approved a budget proposal, and now it will begin negotiations with the state House. The proposal includes income tax cuts, expanding private school vouchers in North Carolina, and adding more to the state's budget reserve. Democrats say the proposal does not do enough for public education, and state employees, some of them, complain that a 2.5% pay raise is too low. And that's a look at some of our top stories. I'm Brian Schrader. Hope you have a great weekend.